Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, sea ice. Everyone's heard of the rapidly retreating sea ice in the Arctic, but if you're a scientist, how do you actually study what is happening out on a frozen, moving ice cover? The next generation of sea ice scientists learned the basics in Barrow last month. They worked with top polar scientists and an Inupiat whaling captain to study both cutting-edge and traditional techniques for measuring sea ice. One student is bringing the two together. Molly Redig has the story.
It's a nice spring day in Barrow, 25 degrees with a brisk wind. In an old theater next to the Chukchi Sea, 22 grad students from a University of Alaska Fairbanks class are huddled around Inupiat whaling captain Joe Levitt.
We're going to take you out on the ice today, but this year our ice is all different, and we have no multi-year ice out there. It's just been formed this winter. The problem we had with the ice this year is all winter we had only east winds, hardly any west winds to push the ice back this way. So all winter, maybe until March, we had open water.
There's a lot more movement and cracks in the ice than usual. A couple miles offshore, Levitt showed students how to check cracks using an ice tester, a sturdy 6-foot pole with a thick nail on the end.
If my ice tester didn't go through, I would walk across it. But it went through, I can't walk across it. See, that's why they always have an ice tester.
If the ice breaks, he says to land on the broad side of the pole to spread your weight.
And you can actually crawl to safer ice. See? The way they learn that one is on the young ice, we watched a lot of polar bear falling. And the polar bear will actually get on its belly and then crawl away from it.
The Inupiat have been hunting whales from the edge of the ice for centuries. Scientists are tapping into this huge knowledge base to learn about the behavior of sea ice and how it's changing. Freezing later in the fall, breaking up earlier in the spring, and less stable in between. UAF grad student Oliver DeMond is studying whaling trails around Barrow and the knowledge that goes into building them.
These locals are not geophysicists, but they are what you can clearly refer to as sea ice experts. These people have learned from the ice since they were kids.
Each March, whaling crews build seasonal trails from the beach to the edge of the shore fast ice, as far as 10 miles out, through a maze of ice rubble and tidal cracks. They hack through ridges with ice picks and patch the trail with ice boulders, like road builders, but with only their hands. Then they camp out and wait for a lead to open and a whale to come up to breathe.
They have boats out there and they're trying to get that whale. And once they get it, it's crucial that this point that they find is this ice edge is thick enough so that they can hold this massive whale up on the trail.
DeMond is measuring the thickness of these trails. With a GPS in hand, he tows an electromagnetic conductivity meter in a sled behind the snow machine. It looks like a car battery and shoots electric current into the ice to measure its depth.
Okay, 463 ohms.
A color-coded map shows most of the trails are between 5 and 10 feet thick. He also wants to know why they go where they go. Whalers use lower-tech methods to read the ice.
Because it's a darker color, it's gonna turn black very quick here, you know, get a lot of sunshine. This is a lot of thin ice that's just been pushed out under and under. That's why the color is different over here.
Beginning at freeze-up, they constantly monitor weather, storms, and tons of other factors. One good sign they look for is pressure ridges, mini mountain ranges of ice formed when floating ice smashes into shore-fast ice and anchors it to the sea floor.
What we see out here is that there's very little ridging. It's very smooth ice, and what that does is that the ice gets smoother, so it's easier to access the ice edge, but it's not stabilized as good.
What scientists are learning from the ice and those who live on it can be used by government agencies, industry, and many other groups with a stake in sea ice. In Barrow, I'm Molly Redig.